Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Man, we've had some wonderful moments on this show, Graham.
Thrilling, we sure have.
Exciting. We've learned. We've larfed. We've barfed.
We've loved.
We've loved.
We've lost.
We've lost. And I just thought we should review them and just take the week off and stay at home this week. So we're not really here. And we're just going to play Worst Of. Is that all right with you?
With me?
Yeah, you.
Yeah.
Woo! I am glad that the Stones haven't sold that song to erectile dysfunction yet. Because,
Nope, I agree. That is not exactly what you want.
No.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We are sister stations with Power 106.
Yeah, they're all here in the building, which is so cool. I like Power 106.
And we have one of their DJs joining us. His name is Justin Credible.
Kev, what's happening,
How
man?
Are you, man?
You know, I'm doing good. It's a blessing to be here.
We're happy to have you because Slanguage is necessary for both Sluggo and myself.
How's it been going for you, gentlemen?
Really bad.
Awful. How's it been going? Great. We're not great at Slanguage.
Terrible. Slanguage. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a weakness of both of ours.
Yeah.
All right, we got to implement some words.
Hip us up.
All right, we can do that.
Fix it.
Do that. I've brought a few, you know, words in the Slanguage vocabulary today.
Help us out.
And yeah, hopefully it gives y'all some help.
I tried to use boomin'.
How's it going?
I don't think that worked well.
Really? You got booed, right?
I did get booed, yeah.
Boo!
Kim, I didn't mean to do that.
I mean, no, it's not on you. That's on me.
I can't deliver it.
It could have been delivery.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the show is booming. Let me tell you how I know.
Yeah, how do you know?
When I've gone to a couple family functions over the last couple weeks, and a couple family friends say, hey Justin, so what are you doing nowadays? I'm like, oh man, I'm in radio. And the next question they ask me is, how cool do you know Kevin and Sluggo?
Hold on, I think you give them that $40 now, right?
Thank you, man. The crazy thing is, that's how you know the show's booming.
Have they ever used the word booming when referring to our show?
That didn't happen. They didn't use
thank you
words.
For bringing it up.
Yeah,
all right, so here's a word that definitely needs to be added to the Slanguage.
Okay.
Word that me and our friends are using right now is we viral.
We viral.
We viral.
I get right? that, at least.
We're viral, right?
Yeah.
So anything fun that you're doing, you're going viral.
Right.
So if you're out, you know, and
so it's not important at all that it's going viral.
It doesn't literally have to be viral.
Good just point. Most likely isn't, in fact, right?
It's yeah. to go really, right. literally go viral.
Right.
And I guarantee Sluggo and I aren't going to go viral.
No.
But we viral.
We viral. We're viral. The show's viral. The show's going viral.
All right. I like
you
it.
Know? So that
it's
is...
a false claim, and I like it.
Yeah. Oh. That's one word you could use.
Okay.
Also, if someone's asking you options on... You know, just, you know, what you're going to do this weekend.
Right.
You know, if you're with the family, maybe you're doing a little shopping. What that's called is running it up. I'm going to run it up this weekend.
Wait, meaning multiple things or shopping specifically?
No, it's multiple.
Multiple things.
It's like, so if you ask me what I'm doing this weekend, uh-huh. and I'm like, oh, I'm probably going to, you know, maybe hit a mall or something like that, then you would say, oh, dope, run it up. Run it up.
Okay, but I'm saying that specifically refers to shopping?
No. It's anything.
So if you're going to a restaurant and I say run it up.
Run it up.
That just means eat everything there is there.
It could mean that.
Okay.
But also in the sense of, you know, maybe you're asking all three of us, like, hey, should we meet up after work to eat?
Let's run it up.
Run it up.
There you go. I'm on it. Yes.
There we go.
Sluggo,
that's
yours. 1 point. Yay.
You got it, Sluggo. Exactly. So, yeah, I think we'll start there. We viral. We've confirmed booming is a delivery. You got a
it's delivery a problem.
Exactly.
Right.
You're writing this down, right?
I am.
Okay, good. And then run it up.
And
I'll come back next week and we'll run it up again.
Okay.
See perfect. Yes.
It works.
See, it works when you say it.
You gotta try yourself, man.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Preach it, sister.
You watching Shark Week? You a fan of that?
No, but I
love it.
Oh, yeah?
I love it so much.
What, explain Shark Week to those of us who don't watch.
I mean, it's just they do all kinds of things with sharks, all kinds of experiments.
Mm-hmm.
And they,
experiments?
Yes.
Like they cut them open? And,
no, they get into the water with sharks and they try stuff, and it's fascinating.
Sharks are
fascinating.
A cage goes in water.
Yes.
You go in cage. Shark in water. Have you ever done that?
No,
would you
but
do
I
that?
Would.
Oh, you would?
I would.
Will you put you in a cage?
Yeah.
I think we have a future promotion. Windy! Hey!
Listen to this.
Chief Fries!
Sorry. Listen to this. Shark advocates call for rebranding of violent attacks by sharks as, quote, interactions.
That's the most ridiculous thing I think I've ever heard in my entire life.
Marine experts and advocates in Australia are urging the public to refrain from using the word attack.
So if I get bitten by a shark,
They do bite your leg and rip it.
Yes,
that happens.
Then I'm supposed to say a what? It was a what?
It is an interaction.
You and I are enjoying verbal intercourse right now, Kevin. That's an interaction.
Interaction.
Nope.
They're saying that the majestic predatory fish has been unfairly stigmatized as a deliberate killer.
Let's go ahead and ask everyone that's ever been bitten if they
agree. I don't
care
if it's deliberate. Are they attacking me?
Yes.
I'm going to call it an attack.
Well, of course it's deliberate. They're like, oh, look, tasty morsel. Let's have a bit.
This, of course, seems ridiculous. So I lined up an expert for us to talk to, if you don't mind. On the Heineken 00 hotline, we have Dr. Mark Stanley Price, who is a senior research fellow from the University of Oxford.
Sir, I don't want to be rude, but what?
No, you're absolutely right. The way you've described the unfair stigmatization of these animals is quite unfair. And so we do everything we can in the wildlife conservation community to try to change the lexicon, get the people to stop referring to these animals who are just acting on their natural behaviors as attacks or killers in some way.
But what if they attack and or kill?
Well, they're not attacking. They're simply interacting with another creature, and they're following through on their natural behavior. It's quite natural, and there's no ill intent behind it.
No ill intent. They're going to tear you to pieces and eat you.
They rip your leg off. What are you talking about?
They're going to bite you in half if they can. That's an attack.
You have to keep in mind, in that moment, you're simply a food source for the animal.
Okay.
That's fine, but
okay.
Why make it friendly? Why try to turn it into something nice? Why? I don't understand.
It'd be like calling you a killer because you're eating a ham sandwich.
Well, that's fair enough. I mean, meat is murder, as Morrissey taught us.
And so what we're trying to do is get people to change the way they describe many different interactions with animals around the world.
Oh, I
see. For example, dog bites. Mm-hmm. The dog attack. Look at the poor dogs that have been stigmatized, like German Shepherds and pit bulls. Yes.
Right.
So now we'd like people to refer to them as canine jaw hugs.
A canine jaw hug.
Yes. Instead of a dog attack, we'd like to call those canine jaw hugs now.
Okay.
A swarm of bees that stings one to death.
Mm-hmm.
That is an unfortunate term. We'd like now to change to Appian group acupuncture.
If I could spell it,
I don't feel like I can even remember that in the case of a bee sting.
You'll get used to it, I'm sure, like you will with a cattle stampede, which destroys the property and causes the death.
Mm-hmm.
The cattle are simply acting naturally, so we refer to them as bovine track meats.
That implies that one of them might actually win. Is that possible? Are we going to go to that level eventually?
Yes, whoever's at the head of the stampede, I think you have to declare him the winner. Also, a bear attack. Again, a bear attack, the bear's not attacking, it's simply reacting to its natural behavior. So we call bear attacks, when they maul a camper, non-consensual organ realignment.
All right, that one I can get behind.
Actually. Are you having any luck with any of these?
Yes, in fact, we're now getting people in India to refer to snake bites as unrequested venom donations.
I'd like to call you on that fact.
Mm.
Or feng shui. We're not sure which one.
Feng shui. Oh, my God.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I just loaded in our little contest, the little snippet song. Mm-hmm. It doesn't seem like it's any easier than it's been this whole time.
No, it's quite difficult.
Yeah, but it's up to $5,500, is that right?
That is correct.
And the most it's ever been is $7,500. I did the official research, so.
I think we may make that with this clip.
I'm starting to think that, yeah. So because sometime between now and four.
Does seem pretty impossible.
I agree.
Yesterday we were talking about a woman in El Paso who jumped into a monkey cage and fed them hot Cheetos.
Here, spider monkeys, have some hot Cheetos.
And hot Cheetos always makes me think of the worst and best report that has ever existed ever.
Wow.
NPR does a story on hot Cheetos.
Yeah.
And it features these little kids.
I just love hot Cheetos. I love you so much.
Now, wow. How can you take those kids that are that happy,
right, and excited,
and somehow make a super dull report out of it? NPR is able to do it.
Well, now a story about a snack food that is winning no culinary awards.
Oh my God!
If you've got school-age children, you may be aware of a red menace that is sweeping the nation: flaming hot Cheetos.
Red menace.
Red
about
menace.
Those children were so happy, sir.
Right.
He's a Grinch. NPR.
He's so upset. If you're a parent, you're aware of the
red menace.
These
children and their damn food.
There is one snack that still bedevils her.
Mm.
One snack the kids spend their recesses talking about. The Roadrunner to her Wile E. Coyote.
All right, listen.
Whoa.
Just introduce the principal to the school. Just say, here's the principal of what she thinks about hot Cheetos.
Flaming hot Cheetos.
They don't just buy the little single bags. They usually bring the family size bags.
Of course.
Yeah, why not?
Of course.
Share, you know, yeah.
I don't like red hot Cheetos at all.
No one's asking you to.
You're not. They're not offering them to you, lady.
Right.
You leave them alone.
You don't have to eat them.
I don't think it's good for them. If
well,
you look at
not.
It,
it's
there
Cheetos.
Isn't anything nutritional in there. It's all a lot of chemicals and food coloring.
Right, yeah. Understood.
Exactly. And also very dangerous to give to spider monkeys because they're the ones who fling their poo. So now their poo is flaming hot, too.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
That does seem like a double negative. That's a very bad thing.
But wait, there's more.
Her students, however, have a slightly different take on the cheese-flavored corn snacks.
I like them so much.
Okay, hold up. On the cheese-flavored corn snacks.
And
then you go to the most excited kids ever in the history of
right
human civilization.
He said that, he slipped into a coma.
Yes.
I like them so much.
Aw, see, that's
right.
Right?
How sweet is
they're
that?
They're my favorite.
Oh.
When I eat hot Cheetos, I get crazy. I just love hot Cheetos. I love you so much.
Shatan Taylor, Olivia Thomas, David Isaiah, and others are huddled around a picnic table on the Jackson playground.
You know, you don't have to take everything so deadly serious.
This there is not names.
War-torn whatever.
They're huddled around a table of death in Siberia. What the hell's going on?
Dude.
And why
say,
did I pick Siberia?
They love the spiciness, the crunch, the illicit nature of the snacks.
Okay, oh, hold up. There's nobody. There, none of those kids said illicit nature of the snacks.
I love the illicit nature of the snacks.
Just let the kids be happy.
Yeah.
It's not good for them, okay?
And if you must report on it, have a spot of fun.
Try.
Jeez.
Try to have fun.
Get Corva Coleman involved. She'll know what to do.
Even the red powder that invariably ends up all over them.
Yeah.
And their clothes.
Right.
What's going on with your pants here?
Oh, my God. Are you reaching for a story here?
I'm very uncomfortable with that question. You want to rewind it? Just
yeah.
Five words or whatever it is, because that reporter is looking at a kid.
What is going on with your pants?
And their clothes.
What's going on with your pants here?
Get this guy off the campus now.
That guy should be ejected from campus immediately.
Today, I ate some hot Cheetos in the morning, and I got some on my hands, and then I licked it, so it got red, so I wiped them on my pants.
What would happen to me if I ate this whole bag?
You might have the runs. Your booty might be burnt.
See, now that's the kind of thing to throw in your... Come on, man.
Your booty might be burning.
Your booty might be burning.
That reporter doesn't deserve those kids.
No.
Those kids are gold.
Exactly.
Those reporters are the worst on the planet Earth.
If you were interviewing someone and he said your booty might be burning,
you'd be so happy.
Yeah, that's the ultimate interview. All right, this unbelievably good song from Devorah, Not Dead Yet. And then in just a little while, we have brand new Volbeat for you. You're going to want to play it loud. Hand me those Cheetos, man.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
GNR X2 on a 2 for Tuesday, pretending to be Nazareth there.
Here's a headline. Facts matter. COVID vaccine does not inject magnetic microchip. Have you seen the magnetic challenge? The vaccine magnetic challenge?
I just heard about this today, and I immediately, of course, went to my fridge and pulled off a magnet and saw if it stuck to my arm or not. I got a really thin one, a super thin one.
So a light one?
Yeah, because apparently after you've had the shot,
Is it not? I thought it had to be like relatively close to when you got it.
I guess that's what I found out, yeah, because it wasn't. It didn't fall to the floor? It fell through to the floor, and I was greatly disappointed. I wanted to be magnetic. Magneto. I mean, I was going to get a hat and everything.
Little scientist Sluggo was very disappointed
that
day.
Yeah, running in and trying. I was very disappointed.
Let's talk to Marcy.
Yeah, because you just, Marcy, hi, Marcy. You two haven't ever met properly before, have you, Kevin?
Hey, Marcy.
Well, I mean, I run into Kevin all the time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, literally. Yeah. But,
like, I'm getting off the elevator and she doesn't wait. She just, barrels right through. Yeah.
Marcy, you are ready to get out of here almost as fast as I am, generally, right?
That's right. That's right. I'm looking back.
So, now, have you tried this?
Okay. Yes. No, I saw this. My daughter told me this. This was shortly after I got my second COVID vaccine, about this trend on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's sticking these magnets on their arm after getting vaccinated. I was like, yeah, right. You know, no. She went, she got a small magnet, like you said, Doug, really small, really thin, and she brought it up, and she stuck it to my arm.
What?
It stuck to my arm. Tried it on the other side, didn't work.
Oh, wow. Did you try it twice?
Many times.
What?
And it wasn't a strong pull, but I was like, this is absolutely not. I'm not a conspiracy theorist with all this vaccine nonsense, but... I mean, I have to say it was really weird.
I love that.
I mean, they do say that they're putting a tiny, tiny, tiny amount of metal or whatever in the
shot.
Whatever
it needs to be. Who cares? I mean, but that's just... So did you get video of it sticking to your arm?
I have a picture.
Yes.
I'll show you guys this picture. I mean, I don't know. Is it in the lipids? Whatever's in the vaccine, is that magnetic? I don't know what that is. We tried a bigger magnet and it didn't work.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so little. So it's just a wee bit. It doesn't have much power, but...
That'd be so cool.
But it stuck. It stuck.
That's
awesome. I don't know. Aliens, are they trying to contact us?
So you only tried it that one day? Because I would try it every day after that.
Yeah.
No, I haven't tried it. I haven't tried it since. I should try it. And if it works, I will take another picture.
Yeah. Right. When did you have your last vaccine?
It was a couple days ago.
Yeah. Is there anyone that can bring you a magnet right now? I would love to see if you think you could find a magnet real quick?
I need to find that small one. Hang on.
Like maybe a flower on the fridge or something. A nice, delicate
flower.
Yeah, a nice, delicate flower magnet. I love
the
this.
The small one that I had, it was a little bunny. And it was a little
I knew it'd be cute.
Of course it was a bunny.
I mean, we're not going to try it unless it's cute.
That's right. What's the bloody point if it's not cute?
That's what I'm saying.
So you're going to try it again?
I'm trying it again.
All right.
Okay, nope.
Oh, boo! Stupid magnetism.
Isn't that, what does that mean?
I think so, yeah, just, so you did it right after you got your second shot, is that right?
Yes.
Moderna?
Yes, Moderna.
What does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean?
I don't know. I don't know what that means, but except for that maybe it's gotten into your system and it's not only located there in your arm.
Yeah, must be.
Maybe?
Yeah.
Or the aliens that built Stonehenge. Are trying to contact us.
Oh, that's another good thought.
See what they want.
I'll have to look into that one.
Isaac!
It's Isaac.
Well done, Isaac Alvarez.
Well done, Isaac. Alvarez.
We have this Disney Jam pretty much every day. Heidi and Frank will tell you in the morning what it's going to be. And when we play it like we just did, you'll be caller 25 like Isaac just did in Corona. And you get a 4-pack of passes. It's your choice. Which park do you want to go into? Disneyland or California Adventure? So very cool to be sending people back to play.
Agreed.
Have fun.
In public places with people.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Very bizarre.
I don't know if you saw this. The man who slapped the French president. Did you see him?
Did you see this? I heard about it, but I didn't see it until you showed me the picture of the president being escorted quickly away. Get him out of here. He's been slapped.
He was doing one of those meet and greets along a rope line.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy reached out and shook his hand with his right hand and then slapped him in the face with his other one.
That's not a sucker punch. That's a sucker slap.
Sucker slap.
That's pretty.
And I was just asking you off the air, do you remember ever seeing a world leader being slapped?
I absolutely do not. The only thing I remember is George W. Bush getting a shoe thrown at him,
which he ducked quite well. Yes. The man allegedly slapped French President Emmanuel Macron, I believe is how you say his name, in the face, ran a club for enthusiasts of medieval swordsmanship.
Okay.
His name was Damien Terrell. President Macron was on a trip to the country to take the country's pulse after the pandemic with less than a year to go before the next presidential election.
Apparently it's to slap. That's how everybody's feeling.
And he was doing a walkabout.
Southern
France as he greeted people. And the guy shook his hand, shouted, "Down with Macronia!" which apparently was a war chant when they had a monarchy in the 1800s.
Wow. Wow.
His what? Friends describe him as someone who was, quote, a bit lost and geeky. Other friends described him as a man who loved period role play, lived with his mom, and did not cause trouble.
So that's, his slap is sort of like a, he's challenging him to a duel?
I think that's what it was.
Yeah, yes. He used
in France, that's
gloves.
What it is,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, exactly.
A charge of assault against a public official carries a maximum sentence of 3 years in jail and a €45,000 euro fine.
Ooh, that's a lot more than.
Do you want to talk to him, the guy that slapped the president?
The guy that,
Daniel
yeah,
Terrell?
Absolutely.
Yes. We have him on the Heineken 00 hotline.
Nice. Hello?
Hello, sir.
Oh, hello. How are you today?
We are good.
Well done, by the way.
How are you, sir?
I am furious with Macron. This will not stand with you.
Well, I mean, I think he's the ruler of France, pretty much. And there's a government, and they have laws, and you broke them.
Down with Macronia. He is ruining the entire country of France.
Okay.
Were you challenging? Were you challenging him to a duel with the slap, or what was that?
Oui, oui, yes, I was challenging him to face me with a weapon of his choice. Could be, I don't know, baguette or some fromage.
You want to fight him with cheese?
Yes, we have the age-old cheese fight from the old medieval days, which I love so much.
Right, maybe too much, some would say.
And he and I would face each other at dawn for the honor of France, which he is ruining with his stupid policies.
Okay. So did you get to at least say, I challenge you to a drool, or did the security...
Hold on, a drool. I challenge you to a drool.
Did you get to say...
I am not drooling. I want to fight. Right. That would be disgusting with the drool coming out.
Right, no, but what I meant was, Mark, did you get to challenge him to a duel, well, or did the security take you down?
Unfortunately, they took me down before I could get the word out. Yeah. And then I tried to call the presidential palace, but they won't take calls anymore since Yahoo DJs fooled another president and made them very angry.
The other station, that ruined it for everyone?
Oh, those guys.
Ruined it for everyone. Now I can make a drool with him.
Well, thank you for taking some time today. We appreciate it. I don't know what you said, but thank you. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Did not get a winner on a 1 second of nonstop
rock.
So we'll try it again this hour.
Yeah, that's our special promise. Every 2 minutes, we play 2 minutes worth of commercials.
That's not us.
Oh, that's not us?
Nope.
Oh, it's 2 minutes
that's
every second?
That's not us at all.
Oh, okay.
No.
Well, anyway.
Not even a little bit.
Soon.
You know Washington Park in Manhattan, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful park.
Yeah.
Nice. Got a little fountain in the middle of it.
Yep. Used to be kind of in hell, but it's a slightly nicer area these days.
Not anymore.
Yeah. Why was that?
Not anymore. Uh-oh. There's apparently, it started this spring, it emerged as a, quote, open-air drug bazaar.
Oh, okay. So it's kind of back to how it was in the
70s. B-A-Z-A-A-R, that kind of bazaar.
Right.
A nearly 24-hour-day parade of addicts, drug peddlers, and prostitutes.
Woo!
Some openly hitting pipes.
Hitting pipes.
Yep. Or shooting up with syringes on benches.
Right. Smack that bitch up.
So they've been having all kinds of problems, and the neighbors have all been calling the police over and over and over again.
Hey, it's like Amsterdam out there. What the hell?
That's kind of what it was like. Mm-hmm. One resident contacted the Post following a recent 8 a.m. stroll to the park's dog run, reporting a female giving oral sex to a drug dealer with other men, quote, lined up with to wait their turn.
And the dog's like, oh,
I don't know about this.
So it's been a real nightmare. And there's been a lot of partying going on there at night. There's drinking and partying and all kinds of wild stuff going on there.
Right.
It's supposedly a terrible place to be.
So as soon as we get in the cab, we're going to be like, Washington Square Park, please.
Yes.
Okay.
Except for, when was the last time you were bitten?
Bitten. You mean by a human or a dog? Oh, a human.
A human.
Probably. When I was three,
right.
I suppose.
That's my point. You only really experience biting from other humans when they're children.
When you are three.
Or you're in Washington Park.
Or you're in Washington
Park. Listen to this. Okay.
What's going on at Washington Square Park? The same old mayhem. Again, the NYPD made 8 arrests at Washington Square Park yesterday. Police say one woman bit an officer. What the heck is going on in Washington Square Park? Yeah. How is this allowed to happen? Other arrests were made for disorderly conduct. The Daily Mail is reporting the city will now enforce the midnight curfew at the park now that Pride weekend is over.
Is that NYC one or New York one?
I think so.
I love that channel.
I think so.
I used to love watching that when they
Why?
They were fairly new. I don't know. There was something, I mean, very New York about it. It just like they always had the attitude of like, what is this crap? You know, it's someone coming in from out of state, messing everything up. I don't know. I loved them, though. Yeah, that's funny.
But I was thinking through this story, and I thought, what? How surprised must that cop have been? Right. Although I'm sure they're on alert more than you and I.
How annoying, though.
But can you imagine being bitten by an adult?
No. Unless you're like going for the neck and they're a vampire, and then you're on board because it's nice. You get to live forever. But otherwise.
Sure, there's that. So I thought we'd open up the phones for people who have been bitten by adults.
Oh, all right.
You were bitten by an adult.
Well,
that can't happen all that often, can it?
Right. No.
I mean, I know parties get wild and people start doing things, but at some point you make the decision to open your mouth and bite.
We're not talking about nibbling now.
No, we're talking about bite.
Actual bite.
It doesn't have to necessarily draw blood, but you can certainly see teeth marks.
Yeah. I think suddenly, when you said that, I remember I was, as a bored teenager, used to bite my hand, back
you
of my hand.
You used to bite your own hand?
Yeah, I used to bite the back of my hand.
Why?
See the teeth mark. I have no idea.
What the?
But that was just a hell of a flashback just now. So I guess as a teenager, I was bitten by me. So.
Wow. Do you miss Washington Park? Is that your thing?
I haven't been there in a while.
So you were bitten by an adult.
Yeah.
That has to be one of the most shocking things ever.
Yeah, that's good.
When you're not playing with children.
Right.
And somebody's teeth are on your body somewhere.
Right.
I got bit at Coachella one time.
You did?
But it was a kind of a joke bite.
Oh, okay.
I was just standing there and I was kind of moving in on somebody's space and I didn't realize it. They had a blanket out and it was my fault.
Was it Flea? I would think Flea might
bite. It was not Flea.
Oh, okay. I would think Flea might bite someone.
He might.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this person just was high and just thought it would be funny to just go, arr, on my ankle. And I was like, oh, my bad. And I moved away. But it wasn't a real bite.
Right.
So you were bitten by an adult. You think we'll have some?
Yeah, well, the phones are lighting up already.
818-955-KLOS. Call now. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We were talking about Washington Square Park in New York City, and a woman bit a police officer. And that just seems like it would be an odd thing as an adult to get bitten by an adult.
Right? In comes that mouth and those teeth. You just don't expect it past age 3.
Right.
Generally.
KLOS, that happened to you?
Yes, it was.
All right. Tell us.
I'm a service plumber, walked into a residence, and the guy came at me like the grunge, just crawled across the floor and started knocking my ankle.
Wait a minute. So you were just showing up to work on the plumbing.
Right.
And the guy who owned the house.
Or someone that lived there.
Yeah, whoever lived there.
Right.
Crawled at you like an animal and bit you on the leg?
Yeah.
Did they have to pay extra for that?
No, we kind of wiped it off and Steven, I did head stomp him until the family got old.
Well, that's what you do. I mean,
good times as a plumber.
Yeah. Right on. Thank you for calling. Wow, that's funky.
KLOS,
don't bite the plumber!
You were bitten by a person, an adult?
Yeah.
All right.
I was probably 20, and the guy was about the same age. Came in, he was in the hall of my dorm, and he tried to come in for, you know, little bro handshake, and he bit me right on my shrug and actually punctured through like 3 layers of clothes.
What?
Through blood.
Wow. Why?
Why would he do that?
What was he thinking?
Why would he do that? Was he just high or drunk?
Apparently had about 2 handles of liquor and then probably something else because his eyes were showing a little bit of a solid color.
Wow. So did that begin quite the party night, or was that the end of it? Were you like done?
I was pretty done by that point.
I would think
3 in the morning.
Usually,
should have gone to bed. By
usually, if you're at a party and you're there long enough to get bitten,
that's about the time to wrap it up.
But if you get bit first thing,
yeah, you know.
No.
All right. Woo!
Peace
Hello!
Out. I'm gone.
Oh yes, I mean that's it.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling 818-955-KLOS. Bitten as a adult.
I thought this would be a little more rare than it is.
Me too. I'm surprised how many people have been bitten.
By an adult.
By an adult.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sligo, you were bitten by an adult?
Yeah, I was, actually. And it started out what I thought was going to be kind of romantic. I went to a party when I was like 21.
Right.
And I literally just got there, and I meet some girl. She starts talking to me, and she starts kissing me, like full-on making out in front of all these people. My friends are looking at me, and I'm like, yeah, whatever, cool. She drags me into a bedroom, and it's happening so fast, I'm actually, like, overwhelmed. She takes my shirt off and starts kissing me everywhere, and I thought, okay, I'm about to get hickeys, fine. She bites my stomach hard.
Your stomach?
Yeah. And then she starts, like, she undoes my pants, but she never made it that far down. But she starts biting me over and over again hard. And I'm thinking, does she think this is sexy or something?
Because it's not?
And I'm thinking, no, it hurt.
Right.
And it was like, way beyond too much pain.
Right.
And I finally said, oh my God, stop it. And I got up and I walked out. And my friends are looking at me. They're like, what happened? I'm like, I don't know. I got mauled by a crazy person.
Dude, wow. You walk out. If your friends ask you what happened at a party, you say, I nailed her. And then they say, in 30 seconds?
Right. Yeah, I should have.
Well, go back in time and change that up. That's so weird. Did you ever run into her again?
No. And she was a friend of a friend or something. I'd heard about her after that, and it got all weird.
Maybe she had heard about cougars and just thought that's what you're supposed to do is bite.
She was young.
Oh,
she was,
weird. Wow.
She was a teenager. It was so weird, though.
Wow. Wow. Wait a minute. You said you were in your late 30s, and no, that's not what you said.
No. I was in my 20s. Early
20s. All right. Thanks for calling, man. Thank you. Hi, KLOS, you were bitten as an adult?
No, my sister was. She went to help out a little person in an elevator, and he did not like it so much when she picked him up.
Hold on.
I'm not sure that's helping.
Hold up. Did he ask her to pick him up?
No. My sister, who has since passed on, was drinking at the time, and is a big girl. She thought, I'll be helpful. I'll lift this guy up so he can press the button.
I think that's a fair bite. I do.
I do, too. I'm ruling in favor of the little person.
Yeah. From the South Pole.
She deserved to be bitten. It was her own fault.
All right, on. Thank you. Thanks for calling.
Don't pick up little people.
No. KLOS, you were bitten as an adult by an adult?
Absolutely. Well, I'm an ultrasound tech, and I was doing a study on a patient. She was a 93-year-old woman, and I'd been with her before. I've done prior ultrasounds, and she was just a sweetheart. She was not having a good day, and I was scanning her, and she leaned up and bit my arm.
Wow.
She had dentures in, and as I pulled my arm away, her dentures came out.
That's the best story I've ever heard.
That's so
her high. Dentures came out. Were they still stuck to your arm?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
You have made Kevin a very happy boy.
I didn't know whether to cry or laugh.
Right. Both. Wow. You cry outwardly and you laugh hysterically and inwardly. That's fantastic. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon at 4:08. We would like to play you some audio from a woman named Miss Yannette Lopez, and she's a cafeteria manager at a school in Edmond, Oklahoma. And she just passed this week her test to become a U.S. citizen.
Oh, nice.
It's lunchtime at Prairie Vale Elementary. Cafeteria manager Yannette Villamontes Lopez and her team preparing chicken nuggets for these little ones. An immigrant from Cuba, Yannette moving from Houston a few years ago with her family for better job opportunities.
When I was a child, I had a dream, like say Martin Luther King, right? My dream was come here to this great country.
One dream fulfilled Monday. Yannette passing her test to become a U.S. citizen. The children lining the hallways to celebrate her big accomplishment.
All the students give me hug. United USA, what's exciting? I was crying like a baby, and the teacher were crying.
Yannette, not the only one passing the test, but her whole family, including her husband and three children, ages 17 to 28.
All right.
17 to 28.
Yes.
Everybody passed.
All three kids passed.
Nice. That's awesome. And all the little kids.
Imagine you're the one kid.
Right.
Who doesn't pass. Mom, husband, two.
That would be me, and I do believe you. Right?
All of them passed the
test.
You
have to study this test.
I know everything about the United States, Constitution, President, everything. It's amazing. I know. I learned a lot of history because I love this country.
Yannette encouraging everyone to go after their dream, no matter how hard it may be.
That is a very sweet story.
Yeah, that's good. That's cool.
And I thought, I wonder how we would do.
That's kind of a common question for people. Be like, well, do you really think it's 100 questions might be asked?
There's a test that people have to pass to be a U.S. citizen.
Yep.
I wonder if we could pass that test.
U.S. citizens, can you pass the U.S. citizen test?
If not, you're gone.
Yeah. Wait a minute. I didn't sign up for that part. I didn't see that part.
So we'll take a break. But when we come back, Sluggo and I are going to take the test. We're going to give it a shot. We'll see if we'll be allowed to stay or not. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We just played some highlights of a woman in Oklahoma.
Just became a U.S. citizen. She, you know, so I thought this was kind of interesting. I knew that they have to answer questions, but I didn't know exactly how it worked.
Okay.
And this is how it works. The U.S. citizenship test, the applicant for citizenship is asked up to 10 of the 100 questions. There are 100 questions altogether that they should study. They're asked up to 10 of them. The interviewer reads the question in English. The applicant must answer in English in order to pass at least 6 of the 10 questions. Have to be answered correctly.
That's 60%.
So 60%. So that's better than I got in high school. Yeah.
The bar is pretty low.
Much better than I got in high school.
All right. So can you pass a U.S. citizen test?
That's the question here.
So we're going to do this right now.
Yeah.
There's 50 questions.
Yeah.
Can you can click on the answer, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I think it'll score it for us.
Oh, okay.
All right. The first question is, what are the two major political parties in the United States?
And then it actually gives you 4 choices, and I'm going to go ahead and go with the Democratic and Republican.
Woohoo! We got it.
Yeah, and does it say that? Oh, yes. It gives it to you. Okay,
yes.
Good. All right. So number 2, I will ask you. Are you keeping track of that? What major event happened on September 11th, 2001 in the United States, Kevin?
Let's see. Japanese attack Pearl Harbor. terrorist attack the United States. That's it.
All right. So you got one right. You're on your way to that new lounge suite.
Why does the flag have 13 stripes?
Because the stripes represent the original colonies.
I believe that's correct.
I think that's right. Yep, I got that one right.
All right.
I am a little nervous about this, I have to tell you. I've always wondered about this.
I have too, and I've always assumed that I would probably fail.
Me too.
Although I didn't know the pass fail rate was 60%. They were fine with that.
Makes it a little better for me.
If the president can no longer serve, who becomes president?
That's super easy. Yeah, that's pretty damn easy. I'll go with a vice president on that one.
Good.
Okay.
Now, what's the next one?
The next one for you is name one right only for United States citizens. Name one right only for United States citizens. But then it gives you 4 choices here. Freedom of choice, attend public school,
it's freedom of religion. Was the first one.
And what did I say?
Choice.
Oh.
Freedom of choice.
Devo. I'm just trying to throw you off, man. And run for federal office. So, Kevin, your answer, please.
Name one right only for U.S. citizens.
Yes.
So other places have freedom of speech, public school, freedom of religion. Run for federal office would be my answer.
Oh, okay.
Boom!
You got that.
Boom, sucker!
Well done.
If both the president and vice president can no longer serve or becomes president.
I'm going to say the Speaker of the House. I believe that's right.
I believe that's right as well.
Whew. Wasn't completely
We're doing
sure.
pretty well.
Yeah, I guess so.
What are 2 rights of everyone living in the United States?
Is this your question to me?
Yeah.
Is it my turn to answer? Mm-hmm. Freedom of speech and freedom to run for president. Everyone living in the United States. Freedom of worship and freedom to make treaties with other countries. Freedom to petition the government and freedom to disobey traffic laws. That's like always in the traffic test. There's always something insanely. And I always want to do it. Freedom of speech and freedom of worship. I'm going to go with that one.
Is that right?
That's right.
Hey, so far, I don't think we missed any.
No, I'm amazed, actually.
All right, what's my question?
What is one thing Benjamin Franklin is famous for?
Oh, no. You can't get... Oh, come on, that's not current. U.S. diplomat, youngest member of Constitutional Convention, third president of the United States, inventor of the airplane.
Definitely airplane.
I'm going to say...
Airplane. Say airplane. Benjamin Franklin.
Youngest member of the Constitutional Convention?
Honestly, that's what I was thinking.
I don't know.
That's what I was thinking.
That's wrong.
Oh, no!
That's wrong. I got one wrong.
Oh, no! Uh-oh.
It's U.S. diplomat. All right.
You're going to be executed. That's what happens at the end of this.
You get kicked out. You don't...
Oh, no. I thought we execute you if you get this
wrong.
We're
taking the test for citizenship if you're just joining us.
And now we're doing... Okay.
What is an amendment?
What is an amendment? An addition to the Constitution, the preamble to the Constitution, the beginning of the Declaration of Independence, and introduction. Well, I'm getting kind of easy ones here.
You are.
That's an addition.
I got stupid Thomas Jefferson. All right. What's my next one?
Give me that one. Who signs bills to become laws?
The president.
Yeah.
Boom.
Sucker. All right. You got three right, one wrong.
What are two ways that Americans can participate in their democracy? It's one of these that says all of these answers is one of them.
Pretty much has to be that, right?
I would guess.
Yeah. What are two ways? I always feel like that's a trick question. I will say all of these answers. Whew!
Got it right. Wow.
Always go for
it. How come I got the only ancient history one?
All right. What are two cabinet-level positions, Kevin?
Secretary of Homeland Security and Secretary of Treasury. Secretary of Weather.
Weather? Come on, man. Health and Human Services. Oh, the Navy.
And the Secretary of History. I'm going to go Homeland Security and Secretary of the Treasury.
I think you're right about that. And you are. Four. All right. I guess one more and you're good. Or you want to go to the 10?
No.
We'll have six.
We can make six, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Or two more. All right.
All right. Whose turn is it? Yours? You got such easy ones. who's in charge of the executive branch?
I have to tell you, I went here and I changed all of the questions, the order.
What?
On this Google document so that I could get the president and get every... Have I missed one yet?
No.
Woohoo!
All right, what's my next one?
Your next one is, what ocean is on the east coast of the United States?
Atlantic, bitch!
That's not fair. That's
got it. Yes.
All right, give me my question.
What does the judicial branch do?
Resolves disputes, reviews laws. Judicial branch. Reviews laws, decides if a law goes against the Constitution.
Or all of these answers.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to have to go with all of these answers, although it seems like it's yep.
Whew. Got it right.
Yeah.
Woo. So you have enough to, you're already a citizen?
I how many? I don't know. Have you not been? Oh, you didn't.
No, I'm not making
track. I thought you were keeping track. No. You bastard.
No, but I know that only I've missed one.
Yes. Well, you got one more.
That's it.
You get this next one right, or we throw you out of the
building. All right, under the Constitution, some powers belong to the states. What powers belong to the states? Create an army? No. Make treaties? No. Coin or print money? No. Providing school and education? Boom.
Guess that has to be it.
Yep.
And if it clicks, you are a citizen, Kevin.
I did it.
Well done, you.
Did you do it as well?
I did better. Wrapping up a twofer from Cheap Trick with their new one, "Light Up the Fire," that I'm still not tired of. Still love
Same.
That song.
Still
Such
love it.
Good stuff.
Play that noise.
Make it stop.
Los Angeles County wants you to stop feeding the feral pigeons. Sorry, not pigeons, peacocks.
Peafowl.
As they call them, peafowl.
Peafowl.
Stop feeding them. Now, we heard that this was becoming a problem. The people were feeding them, and we took some calls from people who were feeding them.
Yep. Pasadena, particularly, right?
And we would like you to call back, if you would, at 818-955-KLOS. How can you stand that noise, first of all?
That's very nice of them to actually feed this creature that would now cost them, right?
Well, I mean, the county is getting upset because there is an endless amount now of peafowl, as they call them. Officials in Los Angeles are reminding residents to not feed the peacocks with a penalty. Now, this is the first time I've seen a penalty involved in this.
Right.
If you feed a peacock, you could get a $1,000 fine.
What?
Or
come on.
6 months in jail.
6 months in jail for feeding a peafowl? That's crazy.
Absurd.
That's like all the rules they used to have in school when you'd be like, I'm going to break this rule because it's dumb.
Yes.
Go to hell.
Yes. That's what I would think,
too.
I
have no interest in feeding a peafowl, but because they're going to say...
A penalty of $1,000. Can you imagine being in jail for 6 months? What are you in for?
What are you in for, man?
Grand Theft Auto. You?
Murder!
Feeding. I fed peafowl.
Peafowls.
That's
my God.
That's unbelievable.
That's weird.
So if you have peacocks in your neighborhood, and perhaps you fed them or you've seen your neighbors feeding them.
We will not tell on you.
Correct.
You know we will not tell on you.
818-955-KLOS is the phone number, and call us now.
It's the invasion of the peacocks. Hundreds of the majestic birds have taken up residence in the small town of East Pasadena.
Oh, that's
hundreds.
Too many. That's 98 too many.
Just outside of Los Angeles. They travel in packs, hang out in yards,
beat up old ladies,
peck at roofs, and just roam in the middle of the street in search of food. One of the biggest annoyances, their mating call.
And sound like babies being tortured through a loud microphone.
I agree. I think that's exactly what it sounds
like. Last time I heard babies being tortured through a loud microphone, it didn't quite sound like it. It was close.
She's one of the people that lives in East Pasadena where there's hundreds of them.
And then people are running up and feeding them and keeping them alive.
Yeah, and that's bad for the animals because there's way too many for the area.
Okay.
And although it may feel good for you to feed them,
getting pretty high up there,
you're going to have a penalty of $1,000.
Wow.
Or 6 months in prison.
Damn. That's harsh.
For feeding peacocks.
Suddenly we're in Russia.
So let's take some calls. KLOS, hello.
Yo, hello there. I'm talking about the peafowl.
Yeah.
Yes.
Feedest thou peafowl?
Yes.
You do?
No, I don't feed them. I'm like, I like the bird, but I wouldn't feed them.
Right. Especially now for a $1,000 fine, right?
Oh, definitely. I would never do that.
Are you anywhere near where they're all at congregating? Sometimes 40 of them be in an intersection at a time?
Not really. I've only seen one, and I've heard about the congregation of them.
Right.
But I've never seen them in, like, Anaheim Hills.
Well, apparently you're lucky.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you for not feeding the peafowl. Or peeing on the peafowl. I don't even know. Hi, KLOS. Feedest thou the peafowl?
Yeah.
Well, you do?
You stop it. Why are you feeding them?
I did a couple of years ago because there was one on our roof, and I threw a slice of bread up to him, and he totally ate it.
That's cool.
Well, of course he ate it.
That must have been weird. What was he doing on your roof?
I don't know, but he hung out for a couple of weeks after that, and... there was a lot of crap on our roof.
Really? What a surprise.
Yeah, what is peacock foul? Oh, never mind. So, you know, if he was on your roof, you should have done a Walter White and thrown a pizza up there to him. Next time.
I don't think you're committed to the cause.
Right on. Next time.
All right.
Thanks for calling, man. Hi, KLOS. Two people so far out of two feed peacocks. Do you?
Yes, I do.
Ah, three out of three.
Going to jail.
Yeah, you know, they're coming for you, man.
Yeah, my own peacock. Hey, Kevin. Yeah, I know the song. I know the name of that song.
Yeah, we're not doing that right now.
Oh, wait, I have an idea. Go to hell.
We're not doing that right now. Beautiful. You know, on most stations, the program director roots for the people that are on the air.
Well, it is rock radio, so I guess it's a little different
in
here.
In this particular case, this was Keith, our boss's idea.
He wants to see us fail miserably. In
Kevin and Sluggo, cold read, Shakespeare Theater.
Neither one of us can cold read.
And neither one of us knows Shakespeare.
Yeah, no, not really.
So I don't even know what this scene is from.
You, my dear, are Katrina. And
I will be Katrina.
Petruchio.
Kevina.
And if I'm not mistaken, Kevinina.
Yeah,
if
Katrina.
If I'm not mistaken, like the hurricane?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
So if I'm not mistaken, this is from Romeo and Juliet, but I don't know.
Okay.
I really don't know for sure. Okay, go ahead, Katrina.
So I start.
Whoever you are. Yes.
Moved in good time. Let him that moved you hither... remove you hence. I knew you at the first. You were unmovable.
Why? What's unmovable?
Why do you have such a short line? A joined distool.
A what?
A joined distool.
You know, we were supposed to also say what we were reading. Describe what the hell we were saying. I have no
idea.
Oh,
as we go?
I was hoping
we would do that at the end.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I don't like joined stool.
Thou hast hit it. Come. sit on me. That's what it says right here. It really does.
Asses are made to bear.
Wow.
And so are you.
I didn't know Shakespeare was so naughty. Women are made to bear. And so are you.
No such jade as you, if me you mean.
Alas, good Kate, I will not burden thee, for knowing thee to be but young and light. Supposed to interrupt me there, I think.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're listening to Cold Read Shakespeare Theater.
Where am I?
Oh, too light for such a swan as you to catch?
Swain, I think. I
don't know. Shut the... And yet, as heavy as my weight should be.
Should be. Should buzz.
What?
I don't know. That's what it says.
Well, Tayan, and like a buzzard.
Oh, slow-winged turtle, shall a buzzard take thee?
Our music ran out.
I know.
Thank you. I, for a turtle, as he takes a buzzard.
I really have absolutely no clue that was. What the hell?
Thank you, everybody.
I remember being confused by Shakespeare, but damn.
I don't know what that is.
You know, that was basically a soap opera back in the day, Shakespeare. All his stuff was
He had brothers sleeping with sisters.
400 and some years ago. Yeah. It was basically just theater for the masses.
What do you think he's doing in his grave right now? More active than...
Tis but a buzzard. He can stick it for all I care.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I do believe that's the 420th version of White Room that has ever appeared on the earth. People love to cover that one.
They sure do.
Showed up on Matt Pinfield's new and approved show, that is Apocalyptica on KLOS.
Yesterday we had Dr. Drew on because the people here were afraid that I had an addiction problem with Diet Coke.
Because all the Diet Cokes are disappearing from the machine. There used to be plenty until this guy shows up.
What, do they fill it once a year? What's the deal? You fill up a machine. That's what they're for. You
know. Finally, someone's brave enough to take down the vending machine companies.
Greg Beharrell, hey, welcome.
Yeah, what did Dr. Drew say?
He said that he had the exact same experience that I did, which was worrying that you have too much, and then you tried to stop, and it was difficult.
And how many do you have a day, actually?
I am between 12 and 24.
Cans of Coke a day.
24 on a good day.
On a good day.
Yeah.
Wow. I have one. So I was hoping you would be here yesterday so that you could take the pressure off of me with Dr. Drew.
Yeah, we kind of ducked out on our little thing there, our little intervention.
Yeah. I mean, people around the station are saying, like, oh, was he scared to talk about his obvious problem? No.
No.
We're having fun.
So, 24.
Damn, dude. When did you start? When was your first Diet Coke many years ago? Were you a kid? Someone handed it to you?
Yeah.
First one's free, kid?
That's what gets you into it, because when you're a kid, you know, parents are like, only one, you only get to have one soda, you know. And then you're like, you know what, I'm an adult, I'm gonna abuse
have 252 a day.
I'm gonna go crazy.
I mean, this is not a joke. You really do drink like 24 a day.
Yeah, and it's not a joke either. I do blame my parents.
But you said you heard Dr. Drew talking about the aluminum thing.
Oh, yeah, no, because someone said that today. They're like, oh, Dr. Drew said you could get aluminum poisoning?
Yeah, from the cans,
maybe.
Okay.
But
if you drink great amounts of it, which you don't have any problem with.
Yeah, and you got to wonder if that's going to lead to a Spider-Man situation where it creates a...
Are you still eating the cans when you're done, or have you given that up at least?
No comment. I mean, I'm just, you know, we're
probably
taking a little
smart.
Deep here.
Yeah. Probably smart. You're not lawyered up yet.
Yeah, so. Exactly.
All right, well, drink.
It's Marcy. I had to sneak in here. Kevin and Sluggo are on vacation. I didn't want this day in rock to slide. So here we go. It was on this day in rock, July 29th, 2000. NSYNC, It's Gonna Be Me, was a number one hit. In 2004, Kevin went back to his old neighborhood and threw rocks at Robbie Joyner's house. And Sluggo's cherished Tickle Me Elmo doll was stolen after he left his car unlocked.